You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders. A Geek Enders.
Yay!
That
I'm sorry,
came
I didn't know there was
perfectly.
Supposed to be fanfare.
Yay. There can be.
I did for a minute forget this is also an audio program, so I just did a dance. But, like, I realized I probably should have said something, right?
Yeah.
You guys say, like, I am dancing for the listeners at home.
Right. Hello. Yeah. For those of you at home listening to the various podcasts, I'm doing the robot or something
like
similar
a
to it.
Like you're cutting through the waves of of water being splashed at you by our paperclip Miku.
Splash, splash.
The paperclip Miku is moving.
Thank you. I'm glad someone had to say
Thank
that.
Thank God for G-Mart. Mm-hmm. People are going to be like, I have him on every time, dude. So I heckied up today. I thought that Jesse was not going to be here because we had a conversation that I misunderstood deeply. And so I grabbed G-Mart last minute, Octo even more last minute to be on the podcast. And then Jesse wound up being here. So...
I must stress, it is also partly my fault. I did start the conversation with this Friday, but then followed up with, I will be gone. I would, you know, can you grab someone for that episode? I was talking about August 8th.
Yeah, he was
Not
talking about
this Friday.
2 weeks from now.
I meant like this Friday, I wanted to talk to you about the future that I will not be here 2 weeks from now.
Right.
But it was a failure to communicate in all parts. And you feel like it would be easy considering it's just text. But no.
I mean, considering everything, I feel like we kind of stuck the landing. Like, I feel like we kind of.
You know what?
I know we just started, but
But the vibes.
Really good dude. Job, everybody. Thanks for coming to Geek Enders, everyone. This was a great podcast. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. G-Mart, Octo. G-Mart, you've never been on the show before. Do you want to tell everybody who you are? And what you do?
Hi, my name is G-Mart. I play video games on Twitch. And that's about it. I'll play like any video game. People are always like, what's your game? And I'm like, any. And they're like, that doesn't help in this conversation.
Some sort of video game whore.
What are you? Yeah, you just sleeping around with any game? And I'm like, yeah.
Is that what we're here to?
If it's new, yeah.
Yeah, if it's new and exciting, why not switch it up? It's
spicing my life up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't settle down with any game. You'll never get him to settle down.
Gaming bachelor.
Gaming bachelor.
If I may pitch you a little bit, G-Mart.
Yeah, sure.
G-Mart is maybe one of the most naturally funny people that I know. I'm actually on a podcast right now with three people that I think are deeply funny, so I'm...
Let's go. We love that.
What's that podcast, Dodger?
Yeah.
What is that?
It the three people I think are deeply funny. Oh, it's Dodger, Jesse, and G-Mart.
You meant this podcast?
This one right now.
I thought you meant another podcast. I thought you were on like another podcast.
Like, G-Mart's playing every game. Dukes is on every podcast. Dude. Can no one commit to anything?
Loyal.
I honestly thought you were talking about
right now. I'm with Jesse, Octo, and G-Mart, who are all expert goofsters.
Didn't believe that statement. I thought you meant another podcast. No. Like you and G-Mart. I was like, oh, is it like an anime podcast?
I just
what
got
is
this
it?
Much funnier podcast. Huh?
That's what I honestly got, and I was ready to hear it.
Really funny, guys.
Yeah, I'm the only one here who's committed to one video game for the rest of my life, and that's Neopets the Darkest Fairy for the PS2.
How are you doing in that?
Not very well.
No?
What?
No, are you actually really playing that?
So there's a funny story about that. I applied to the SageM Slam, and it said, what game do you mostly stream? And I put Neopets the Darkest Fairy for the PS2, and I think that's why I got turned down, but I also think it might be because I applied as Jimmy Carter Big Naturals, but I don't know if that had anything
yeah,
to do with
lot
it.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, landmines in that application.
Yeah. You can't keep getting away with this!
They have to get through the shell before they get to the creamy center, really.
Honestly, I can't believe how many events you're allowed to go to with the names.
I'm like surprised he's not just universally like blacklisted
banned
from being a name.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
Have I?
Like,
okay.
You are Octopimp. You are assigned as Octopimp.
So there's a few instances where that has happened. And well, so the biggest one I will always find amazing that they didn't change my name was Arc Revo, which is like the big final tournament every year. That's like the Capcom Cup for Arc System Works games. And in 2019, I qualified for the world tour because I won my last chance qualifier pool for Guilty Gear Xrd, and my name was Titty Sucker Bot 3000x69, and they didn't make me change it, and I'm on the Japanese tournament tracking site as that. They didn't change my name at all.
I hate you so much.
No, you
can't take him anywhere.
No, you don't.
Chuck E. Cheese or nothing. It's the only
one. No, yeah, I'm all in. I'm Waymo Roadhead for Evo this year.
I must.
Yeah.
Shout out to G-Mart. Shout out to G-Mart for that one.
I must stress for anyone who watches who has never seen Octo before ever. Our dear sweet boy Octo, you notice whenever he comes on this show, does some stupid ass clip art thing with damn pool in the background.
It's funny
and
for some reason, Dodger allows this nonsense. Meanwhile,
it's funny.
Octo out there on a normal stream, just being a handsome lad doing his streams. It's like you would think he doesn't have a camera.
Stop.
No, Octo is just trolling because he's a bastard. And I'm tired of it.
No, wait, this is a great segue because remember how I said I had a funny story about a good email? So in the pre-show, Jesse got a good email. And so I want to say in 2017 for Halloween, remember how everybody would like change their name to be like a Halloween name on Twitter? I changed my name to the scariest thing I could imagine, which was Erotic Digimon Fanfiction, and I still get emails addressed to Erotic Digimon Fanfiction in my business email. I was Erotic Digimon Fanfiction for a month, and I still get emails to that. I'm like, why? I don't get it.
Is it catered to the username, or is did they
I have
just, like,
no
idea data in that month? And they were
it scraped my data. That was it, just for that 1 month, and that's it. I don't know why. I still get Dear Erotic Digimon Fan Fiction. We have a thing we'd like to tell you about, and that you're gonna delete this email, but we're sending it
that's
to you anyway.
No, they're an old head though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
they're classic.
Fan.
I've been here.
Yeah, they're classic fan.
Times.
Yeah. Anyway,
has anybody ever sent you an erotic Digimon fanfiction?
No lemons. No lemons in the email. Yeah. No lemons allowed.
Only. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Jesse, do you know what a lemon is in this context?
Don't.
No.
I was just I have no idea.
I know you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange.
Oh.
Oh.
You won't get a lemon. At Toyota, Orange.
A lemon is yes. A lemon not only is a no good junker car, but it's also a fan fiction that has explicit content in it.
Old school. They don't use that term anymore.
Yes, that is a very old term. Yes, yes, yes. It's very old.
So lime is like safe for work and lemon is like
No.
Lime is so much worse.
But not safe for work.
Yeah, lemon is like explicit.
Lime is like, people are having sex, but we're not going to like
vanilla, like apple, like what are we? What's just like a story?
There wasn't a fruit spectrum here, G-Mart. It was just terms, okay?
And limes.
Yeah, that was it.
I don't get why limes. The citrus.
What about limones?
Lime? Wait, is that like a crossbreed of a lemon and a lime?
Now that we've described lemons and limes to you, what do you think a lemon would be?
Well, first off, I wouldn't call it a lemon. I'd call it Sprite. And a Sprite fic is, it's like, you know, those images that were being sent around this is like, I don't know, right before COVID, where it was clips from like hentai manga, but someone replaced all the dicks with Subway subs.
Oh,
that's old. That's ancient memes.
I love a Subway sub.
That's a lemon, a sprite. That's
sprite,
right.
Is because it's corporate, but also dirty.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
like
I get you.
Subway sub.
Sprite.
Like a Subway like a sub.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not gonna derail this podcast anymore. Somebody take the reins away from me.
I'm not gonna derail this podcast. Let's go. Somebody else.
Somebody else derail this podcast.
Octo climbs out of the driver's seat. Somebody else take it.
Hey, let the Waymo take over. Let the
car goes off the cliff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not driving anymore.
I let go of the wheel.
Yeah. It's not my fault. You can't blame me for this one anymore.
Really quickly, just for the people that didn't watch the pre-show, the funny email that Jesse got was about an AI girlfriend.
Yes, that is true.
Way to put me on blast for my new hobby.
I just wanted to make sure people had
my new sponsor.
My brand new sponsor. How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
I get messages like that all the time where they're like, we love your content and feel it's the perfect fit for our new AI girlfriend bot.
Insert whatever.
Like, what about my content says that? Like, if this was 10 years ago.
I never get pitched AI spouses.
Yeah, me either.
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Octo's gonna be like, Jesse, you know deep down.
You know.
You really want to mess around with an AI girl.
You want to try it.
Sounds like a lot of work, a lot of hassle.
Yeah.
And I don't want, like, there's nothing more unsexy than typing in a chat like, hey girl, what are you wearing right now? And then an image appears and she's got like an extra finger and like her blouse is molded into her tit.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. That's
so
hot.
How was your day? Yeah. Yeah. Asking the AI girlfriend how her day was.
What'd
you
do?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Waiting for you to come home.
I've seen that one episode of Gravity Falls. I know how this ends. I'm not about it. Yeah.
I don't need a Giffany. I'm good.
Yeah, but I played Doki Doki Literature Club. I get it. Yeah,
it's a trope.
Yeah.
The reason that I asked Octo and G-Mart to come on the podcast today is because TennoCon just happened.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm sort of a fly by the seat of my ass Tenno Warframe player. G-Mart was one of the people that encouraged me to play more, and I've played a bunch with Octo. Jesse is the one who gave me a challenge to find a game that would not be anything that I would like, and I wound up playing Warframe. So I figured we could lightly talk about Warframe stuff. Although, after I asked you guys to come on and do that, I was realizing that most of the stuff that they announced at TennoCon, we cannot explicitly talk about because it's spoiler-tastic.
Oops.
Yeah.
I did see a video where you get to cut something in half with a big sword. I was going to ask. That's pretty sick.
That's the one thing I saw. And I was like, what the hell is this game?
It's everything. It's Jesse,
everything.
I'm not joking when I say it's just kind of everything.
Every year the devs just take a dart and like throw it at the game genre and they're like, that's our like that, new big patch one. For the year.
Yeah. It's like skateboards and
skateboarding,
open world. Cool. All right.
And fishing and
nineties
dating sim and like, you know.
Now is all of that, it seems like, you know, if I had to go like the corporate angle, is all that just designed to keep people in the game?
I think
longer?
It's just a different like engagement vector or whatever. They're like, all right, like let's see if people latch on to like this kind of feature or like this makes a good video to promote people to come in and try it if they've never heard of it, because it's like a new thing going on now.
And it's kind of funny because I remember Gima, were you playing from the beginning in like 2013 2012?
Like technically I never got into it till like last year, but I've been in and out throughout the years.
So it's funny because I started playing when they were, because I have Excalibur Prime. So like I have like the Founders Pack and everything. Which is like, I think it's the rarest frame in the game. I think only like a couple thousand
people
have it.
Very coveted. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have Excalibur Prime, but I remember when they like first started introducing the Arc Wing and like doing features with the Arc Wing and stuff like that. And so now it's funny because there's features that I remember were coming out in the game and people are like, yeah, that's from like 6 years ago. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is going on? They're like, yeah, there's this new system now where you have to like fight raid bosses in the open world and there's Tony Hawk skateboarding tricks. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I guess it's got everything now.
Yeah. There's going to be some, there's specific parts of the game that have been a little graphically jank that they are remastering. So there's going to be like big graphical updates.
Oh, sick.
The details of which we can't
talk about explicitly. but
like the graphics,
But the graphics, yes, will improve.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
And new Warframes, obviously.
I mean, to be honest, the graphics, even though it's an older game, they really don't look that bad. Like, they still looks pretty fine, I think. So that's good that it's getting an update.
It's so imagine character model stuff.
Yeah, imagine for yourself the thing in the game that feels the most jank ball sometimes. And think to yourself, what if that looked better?
Okay, awesome. I think I know what you're talking about, but cool.
We have to tiptoe around this so much.
Yeah. Oh, I think I understand. Yeah, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah.
That's another thing about Warframe. I should mention.
The fishing is going to look better.
The fishing will look amazing. It's got this weird secret that the community has just like sort of unilaterally agreed to be like, if you're not like, if you don't know it, we won't talk to you about it.
Yeah,
fair. And I've never seen that with a game.
As a person who really recently played through basically the entirety of the story, I was really shocked how well everybody was like, and we will not say a fucking thing about what happens in this game after this point in the game.
Jesse, you have to understand that this game actually does have a pretty good narrative. Like, it seems like it's just sort of a generic sort of like multiplayer mission-based shooter game, but the narrative is really good. It's actually a very, very strong story.
I'm sure it is. The way that you're talking about it sounds supremely cultish. Also,
yes, you're right.
I'm trying to decipher what you're referring to, because the knowledge base I have for this game is mostly people posting horny images of their Warframes online.
Well, they did
so
make
when you
Ember
talk about
look
graphical
like
updates
that, so.
I'm like, what are we talking about?
No, it's not, well, it's not like ass and tits.
Well,
it could be.
I'm just saying the internet seems to think it is.
Jesse, I don't know why they would ever think that I would want an AI girlfriend, Cox. Why would they think that the things I talk about in the content I make would make them think that I want an AI girlfriend?
Oh my god, I can't help what I see online anymore, especially when it comes.
Yes, you can.
No.
I can't
help
it.
Let me finish.
They're shoving this in my face.
No. So if I go on Twitter, for example, and there are hashtags or whatever on the side, the other day I saw one, and it literally was for Star Trek, and I clicked it, and it was just all porn.
Awesome.
Like, well, you shouldn't have clicked it.
Well, I thought, I was like, oh, what, why Star Trek in the news? Why is this trending? Click. No, all porn. That's porn. The case all the time. Yeah. If there's a thing, it is always, I was like, oh, what's this? Click. Nope, it's porn. And so what I'm saying is, sometimes it's not what I'm looking for, but it's what I get. And so I see things. Like when I saw that Tentacon was trending, I was like, oh, click. No, oh, Warframe no. porn. What I'm saying is, Twitter's a shit website, and I don't know why I'm still on there is what I'm saying.
That's we knew true. This.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, all I'm going to say, Jesse, is if you do play, just get the Ember Heirloom skin and call it good. Yeah, call it good, baby.
I don't know what that means, but I feel like you're trying to cater to me like that AI girlfriend email.
Yes, and honestly, man, you're don't so like it. Right.
It's you're the so right. Butt.
Yeah, it's got the butt.
I don't. Based on Dodger's playing of it, it seems like it would take me a lot of time to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I don't know. I feel like I got through the story faster than I expected to. I think they've streamlined a lot now.
Yeah, I think they're constantly working on like the new player experience as well, because they really want people to sure. get through the slog that is like the early game.
Yeah,
kind of like 14 in that way.
Yes, for sure.
Because like,
I kept running into things where people would be like, oh, you're really going to have to upgrade your railjack before you do this. Or, oh, you need to get a bunch of items and it's going to take forever. Like, you have to upgrade this once a day or whatever. And then I was able to do it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the shock from old players, like, what?
Yeah.
You can just play it now? Yeah. So clearly there's a lot of, gunk that's been sort of taken out.
That's sort of what they do with any like it's not really, it's kind of an MMO in a way, but like games like that, they don't
MMO.
Yeah. They don't want you getting caught up in the grind to miss out on current stuff. They don't want you to get caught up in the grind for old stuff so you can grind on the new stuff.
Right.
Because yeah.
You're on the wrong treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 3 rows down.
Hmm. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, but it's fun. It's a cool game. I like it overall.
I really do think, Jesse, that you would like it if you got into it, because it's, in a lot of ways, it's Space Dynasty Warriors.
Yes, that's what I have been told.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just accurate. A super powered hot robot, and you just kill a bunch of stuff really quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, the only issue I have is that it, at least from the way people describe it, it has kind of like a Diablo-ish gameplay loop, I guess is the way to describe it, where it's like you're just
kind of
doing things to get gear and the gear is better, and like that, if that's what it is, then that's like not my vibe at all.
Sure.
I could see that. Yeah,
it's kind of like that, but it's not like Diablo in the sense that you're like, oh boy, I hope this like giga rare thing drops. It's more like, all right, I gotta run like X amount of missions to get like Y amount of resources, and then like I can make this new
and then
weapon
I can
that
build
might
the exact thing
that
I
might
want.
Like yeah, I can like focus on a thing and be like, I want to make that. Yeah. And then usually it's like a new weapon or a new warframe or a new whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like a very good example of this lately of what I can tolerate versus what I can't tolerate is I just started, you know, they released the new Arbiter class in Darktide. And so I as like for fun, I went in to go check what it was. And I was like, oh my God, I get to play as Judge Dredd and I have a dog. And I built my entire build around having a dog, and my dog is badass, and it was amazing. So I started playing this. I was like, oh my God, I love this. And I was like super in. And I was like, well, maybe I'll play another one of the classes and level that from one, and I'll do the story mode. And I started doing the story mode, and I loved it. They added, I guess, like a real consistent story mode where you can go through, and it will give you like, this is the first mission, and the next one. You can like play through it. There's cutscenes and stuff. And I was like, this is fantastic. Love it. The minute I was done with the story mode, my desire to play dropped by like 85%. Because at that point, I was just running the same maps over and over and over again, trying to get better and better gear. And I'm like, ah, we've reached the point where I no longer care.
Yeah.
Like, I got the story. I had fun. But like after that, it doesn't really do it for me. I need something story-wise, which is why, you know, for as many flaws as 14 has, everything's kind of story-based. So even if it's the dumbest grind in the world, they've sold me on like, well, you're going to get something story-based out of this though, Jesse. I'm like, okay.
That makes sense, dude. Getting on the gear treadmill is the worst.
Yeah, I think the one thing for me as like an inconsistent and old player is I'll come back and the resources that I require to make something have changed, or, you know, it's like, oh, you need this kind of node or this special doodad to make the thing that you want to make. I'm like, cool. Where do I do that? And it's like, there's a million maps to choose from. And it's like, well, this mission can drop them sometimes,
yeah,
but
a low drop rate. But
this is a low drop rate for that. But then you kind of want to probably go here, but it may be here too. And it's like, okay, just tell me what map has the best chance to get me this doodad so I can make this thing.
Where do I get it?
Yeah. Where do I? Yeah. 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 It's a lot of
just
that.
Like, point me in the direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's fun. It's a good game. But it's a good game.
I will say Warframe's grind has, I don't see this in a lot of games, but I feel like I can do any piece of content in Warframe and it's contributing in some factor to something I'm grinding or could want to like make later. Like I feel like I'm never like wasting my time like fully, even if I'm running like really trivial content. Or like for example, if I'm like helping out Dodger do like a really low game level, I'm like, I'm still getting like money. I'm still getting like resources while I'm running around. Like I'm doing something.
Yeah, yeah. And you can get cards you can disenchant for resources or whatever, like break them down. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
When you say cards.
Yeah. Huh?
Are we talking about like when everyone's like, Jesse, you should play more of the horse racing game. And I'm like, if I see another goddamn card or a 4-star other stupid horse, like I hate those mechanics. I hate them. I do not like them. I never have. I want to love Haru, but I like do not like all the. I just gotcha drives me crazy. I just don't.
No,
like
I get
it.
You. You're like, I need just one card times like five to actually make it work. Like,
yeah, I
need
that.
Five of this. I got one of these, and they're like, well,
yeah, yeah.
Like, well, yeah, you have the worst version of it. There's actually four cards.
Yeah, you need to get the good one, and then you need to combine it into the other ones.
Yeah,
idiot.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this game?
Yeah.
I just want to race horses.
Yeah.
Right?
I spent a lot getting the cards. I spent a lot on the cards in the horse game.
Should we talk about Umusume? Do you guys want to talk about horses?
Yeah, we could talk about
horses. But I know you already talked about it. You probably already talked about it, didn't you?
Have you talked about horses to death?
So not much.
We haven't talked about it with a person who's spent a lot of money on the game.
I didn't spend
hold
that
on.
Much.
We could just call Sam. Like, we didn't need to do all this.
We could also call Sam. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you explicitly how much money you've spent.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Pull out your account right now.
No.
Hold up the cards.
Pay up. No, it's, I don't know. It's fun. Fun game. I like it. I don't know. I needed a game with horse girls in it at some point in my life. And now here we are.
It's like weirdly cutthroat. I was messaging Sam while he was on vacation because I knew he had a card that I wanted. And you can like share one card with your friends. So I was like, Sam, I need you to share this one card with me. And he did it for like a day. And then he switched it off and I went, what are you doing? I still need this card. And he was like, look, man, everybody's got this card. So nobody wants this card. So I'm going to put this other card up. It was Kita-san.
It's Kita-san, yeah.
And he linked me a friend code and went, here's my friend. He's like a Kita-san dealer. Like, add him and he'll always have this card for you. And I was like, you're my dealer. Like, if every dealer decided to stop using this card, like, there'd be nobody, like... If everybody felt like you,
what's funny? I've got a level 51 if you want it, Gmart. And I always have.
I've got a dealer now. I'm good.
Okay, you've got a guy. Yeah, you've got
what's funny about that is that story came to me through Crendor. So, like, that's in the ether. People are aware of the cutthroat shenanigans happening in the background, which is even funnier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's, it's. One of those things, I visited my friend this past weekend, and there was a lot of downtime, and I was just on my tablet playing Umusume, on my Umusume machine, just playing horsies.
Uh-huh.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun game.
There's like, I don't want to do this, but there's... I have to ask Octo. There's like a little tinge of sadness there. Visited my friend. lot of downtime.
Well, no,
so
it wasn't.
Spent it on a pad with the horse.
No, it was like we were just hanging out. Well, because I visited with another friend of mine from Los Angeles, and we went to our mutual friend's house. Shout out to Porcelain Maid. We love Joel here.
Aww.
Yeah, and he, like, our sleep schedules were off, and so there was a lot of time where nothing was happening, or he was streaming and we were chilling.
The sleepover, first one awake, just playing
with the on the game. iPad. I got my iPad out. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of what happened. We made a pillow fort. I played Uma Musume in the pillow fort.
Dad's in the fun. Kitchen making breakfast really loud. You know, yeah. First one awake.
Yeah, yeah, grinding the coffee. Yeah.
Oh, wait. So, to be clear,
yeah,
you guys aren't doing the story mode. You're doing the like God, no, we're trying to race mode.
Well, no,
I ain't reading shit. But
no, when I play on stream, I read the story mode for the girls. I read out all the dialogue of the story mode. Unless they lose, then I skip the story because I don't read the story for losers.
I don't believe in losers.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
they gotta win. Yeah.
I can't with the dialogue in the game, man. You'll go to an event and it'll be like,
yeah, like
hundreds
yeah.
of lines of text, and I'll skip all that. I'll be like, they wanted me to read that.
I did read through Super Creek's story and it made me feel things. So I'm not Haru's reading
her too. Haru got me. I was emotional with Haru, but it did take 5 hours to get through. Reading all the dialogue took me five hours. It was so from that point on. Every other so, in order to make Haru better, I've had to breed horses.
Right.
I'm sorry. Magically enhance the horses at the fountain of the
legacy. Right. Legacy horses.
Right. And so I've had to play other horses in order to, like, you know, and then I could funnel them into Haru to make a super Haru.
Yeah.
Well, I've realized I don't care about any of the other horses, so I'm blasting through those stories. I'm doing it off stream, and I'm like skip, and I'm. Now I have a bunch of magic horses, still not good enough to make a multi-superstar Haru, but I'm going to do it. And then I'm bringing the stream back, and I'll be like, it's time.
Serious super Haru.
Let's go.
Yeah, and then I'm going to win. Lab.
No.
But have you not won, like, with Haru yet?
I've gotten to the final race, but I haven't won the final race with Haru.
The Ura finals? Yeah.
So what I want to do is not just come back and be like, we won, yay. I want to come back and dominate.
Just obliterate. Yes.
I don't want to like, oh, it's Haru and she barely won. I want Haru like walked faster than they ran.
Yeah.
I want that kind of domination.
Like Senator Armstrong running from Metal Gear Revengeance.
Nanomachine, son. That's what I want.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
A true monster. Yeah, but it's fun watching other people play it because they're doing different horses in different ways and having a good time, like goofing and actually doing the what I assume is the main mechanic of the game, which is forming teams and racing, which I've not done at all.
So the PvP is fine. It's fine. Like, I just do it for the dailies. But some people make these nasty teams with like all these debuffs and stuff. Cause like for story mode, the debuffs aren't that good, but for PvP, they're awesome. So you've got some people with all these horses specifically made for messing you up in PvP.
People will like start a career and they'll be like, this is a PvP horse. So like, I'm going to design it in a certain way to make it like perfectly socket in. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I just want them to win. I want them to go fast.
Just have them go fast.
So wait, so what do you, in my mind, when you think of like a mobile gacha game thing, using like, Raid or something like that as an example, there are always these games where it's like, yeah, there's some sort of story, but for the most part, what you're doing is you make a team and then you fight either like raid bosses or you fight other players. You do. What is that version in this? If you're not doing PvP, what are you doing in the horse racing game besides story mode?
You're just making fast horses.
Do you know? Okay, do you know the spark system where they're like at the end of the race they get the certain like genetic traits they pass on? You were talking about making the super horse.
Yeah.
So that has incredibly low like drop rates for good genes to pass on. So I think a lot of people will just spend their time like running the career and being like, all right, I hope they come out good. And then they come out the other side bad. And it's like straight to the glue.
Yeah. Well, cause I mean, but that's what he's asking is it's like, it's just, it's an Ouroboros, right? Cause it's just like, you're making horses to feed the cycle of making more horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think later they're going to add like, cause you know, there's just like one career you run.
There's multiple careers.
Like different scenarios, and it's going to be like harder or require like different horses or skills or what have you.
But basically right now it's
It's just kind of like racehorse to racehorse.
You're just genetically modifying horses in order to make a perfect horse girl.
Yes, yeah. That is essentially true. Much.
They're chasing that like perfect.
Well, they're all they're all perfect in their own way. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, like half of them in the factory, but
most
of them, but you know,
yeah,
because the PvP's for me at least, I just socket in my top X amount of horses, like it just takes the top chunk of my best ones, and I just throw them against other horses, and usually they lose, and I'm like, all right, whatever,
yeah,
I'm here for my dailies.
Yeah, I like, so the interesting thing and something they don't tell you is that, well, they do tell you this, but it's, you figure it out over time.
Nobody reads.
Nobody reads anything. I can't read. So horse girls with 3 stars or more, their special skill, their like alt is inheritable. But anybody with 2 stars or less, their alt is not inheritable. So when you level up a normally 2-star horse to 3 stars, their alt becomes inheritable to another horse. So that lets you start putting alts that you wouldn't normally get to transfer on other horses. So then you can like start making builds that you normally wouldn't be able to just with the default version of the horse.
That's I have to derail us for a minute.
Okay, yeah.
So you brought up stars, and my mind immediately flashed to a completely different game.
Okay.
But exact same genre. So I've mentioned this on this podcast before, but I definitely haven't told you two that I, because of the YouTube algorithm, which I do not understand, and because my channel's so old, the algorithm does not work with it at all because it's done so many different things that I wanted to test it by making a new channel. And so in my mind, I was like, oh, I want to make a new channel that we're finally releasing next week. That is, I was like, what's the easiest content I can make that I don't have to do a lot, but I can use to do, not Minecraft.
Minecraft.
It's a reaction channel, right? And so it's just
pure
reaction, but only to things that Gen Alpha and Gen Z like. And I called it too old for this. It's going to be just me being like, I don't understand what this is, but I'll watch it. And so one of the things I just recorded and we just finished making the video for, which is related to this, is Love and Deep Space.
Oh my God, lads.
Which I do not know.
Somewhere girl DM popped out of her coma and went, whoa. Somebody said Love and Deep Space. Anyway, good.
I did not know what this was. Honest to God, I thought it was Love in a Dangerous Space Time. I thought that's what people were talking about.
Yeah. They're not. No, not
until I watched the trailer, I was like, this isn't little cuties in a round spaceship flying around.
Getting the wires co-op crossed.
Game. Yeah.
Anyway, I started watching it and I realized the star system in that, first off, besides being ultra horny, might be the only star system I can truly appreciate, because the higher the star, the more horny it gets. So for those who don't know, Love and Deep Space is you play as a girl and it is essentially like you got 5 hotties, 5 like hot Asian boys to choose from. All the tropes. There's like the bad boy, the like friend from school. There's like, they're all there.
One of them has a gun. Is,
what's insane is 3 stars. So you can imagine in the horse racing girl game, it's like, they increase the stats of your character, right? Like, it's better. Or in this one, in Love and Deep Space, 3 stars, you get like a sexy card. And it has stats, and you can use that in combat. 4 stars is like sexy audio dramas, where I swear to God, it's like,
hey. Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And then 5 stars
Hog
is a full-on 5-minute erotic scene.
Yep.
Yep. I watched one where it's like a cat boy butler, and when you like rub his head, he's like, stop it. And then like eventually he's like, you know what you want to rub. And he takes the character's hand and moves it down to his crotch. And I was like, what the hell? All I'm saying is I've never been more convinced that for as horny as guys are, women, y'all are nasty.
But it's it's a different way. It's a different vibe.
Totally different way, but
completely
horny.
Yeah.
And there's one scene where there's like a guy who's chained up, 5-star card, by the way, four and a half minute scene. And they're interactive, which is even crazier. There's a man who's chained up. Doctor came back at a great time. There's a man who's chained up, one hand chained to a cage, and you walk into the cage and three brains appear at the bottom of the screen. And the man who's chained up, there's another chain that you can chain him up both hands. But if you leave one free, he reaches out and like bites you and you lose one brain. And I'm like, are they trying to brain break you? What is this game? And then you tie him up and he's like, you finally have me bound. And then you can rotate his body and look at him. I'm like, what is this game?
This game is crazy, y'all.
I have played in this game.
That's the gameplay. The brain system.
The gameplay, there literally is like a combat mechanics. So I guess the deep space is you are
going into this world,
like some sort of tunnel where there's monsters and you and the boy that you like have to fight the monsters. And so there's like combat mechanics.
Sure.
But then when you get the cards are like the makeout scenes. And so I watched this video where the girl's like, I spent $3,000 on cards. I was like, I bet you did.
Yeah. Did you see that there was a group of players, I think from China, who play Love in Deep Space, and they rented a private jet for one of the boys' birthdays, and they threw a birthday party for him on the private jet.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They people go crazy for Love in Deep Space. Yeah.
I have no clue.
All
I know about this game is that one of the boys got a mermaid skin and everybody was really excited.
Yep. Some people got a billboard for one of the birthday events. Yeah.
What?
They took out like advertising space. Yeah.
There's
like
one
for
character.
Their boy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It is. During the video I was making, I was like, I realize now that for every horned up boy who's like, awesome, the Grok AI and I are dating now. This is that extent. This is the lady version. And I'm like, guys, you think you're going to like ditch women for a robot sex thing in the future? No, no, no. Ladies are going to ditch you first.
It's already happening.
We're done. We're done. Yep. Men, we had a good run. It's over.
It's over for us. That's fine. That's fine.
I was like, look at these.
I'm like three stars at best.
Yep.
At best, man. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the generic fusion fodder in your gacha game that you use.
Like the gray roll.
Yeah, and the gray roll that you use to level up the other characters. Yeah. That's what I am.
You guys are lucky. I'm one of the NPCs that just tells you how to play.
No.
I'm like, this is how you would date the various characters in this game. Anyway,
not
bye
me.
Now. I'm undateable. Bye.
No, in the best dating games, though, that character is dateable. It's just secret.
But it's a secret. Yeah.
They do like circle around in like a patch later and they're like, remember him?
Right. So what you're saying is you have to go to a forum and find out the passcode in order to date. Awesome. Equally as acceptable. I'll take that. Like, unless you're really in the know. Yeah. Anyway, that's what, for some reason, when you start talking 3, 4, 5
star
stars,
systems,
all I can think about now is the fact that game, a 5-star is basically porn. I was like, how on earth does this exist? Couldn't believe it. Amazing. Amazing.
I've never played that game. I just know about the merman. That's all I know about.
That's all you know.
I think you should play it and report back, Dodger.
I can, sure.
Yeah,
is it a gotcha?
I would never.
It sounds like a gotcha.
Oh, yeah, it's super a gotcha. Yeah, it's super a gotcha. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, but it's I don't know much about it other than I was at Ofkai and they had cardboard cutouts of all the boys in the gaming room and I took a picture of it and said, which K-pop group is this? They do look like a K-pop group though when they're all lined up. Yeah. Hold on. Let me
find there's the picture. And the best part is, I forgot. Oh my God. So because it's all POV and you're playing as this girl character you create, in my mind, I thought, you know, like, because all the trailers are like cherry blossoms and sweet music. By the way, I discovered the line between like lady-centered erotica and male-centered erotica. Where like, or I guess like masculine-feminine-centered erotica. Where, like, if it's feminine, the music's like, It's a piano and it's beautiful and there's cherry blossoms. And if it's masculine centered, it's like,
yeah.
And so in my mind, I'm watching these trailers and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, oh, it's so sweet and feminine and wholesome. There's like, you know. But then you watch the 5-star videos, the lady you're playing as manhandles these dudes. Like, there's one scene where you're like on top of him and you're straddling him, and like he's being like coy, and you grab his face and squeeze his mouth. And he's like, right, and he's like this. And literally you're like, be quiet. And I was like, whoa!
Yo.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, she's aggressive. I was like, have I unlocked something in me? She's aggressive as shit. This is great.
Yeah. Lads goes crazy, and I know that there's that's what it's called, Lads, Love in Deep Space. I have a lot of friends who are super into it. They go crazy for that stuff. Anyway.
Is that just like acceptable, by the way, that we're like, yeah, like the girls are playing like their porn game? Because I feel like if guys do it, it's like, you're a gooner, man.
That's like, most games though, I guess for most games. I mean, I think we forget, like, even though Raid Shadow Legends, which is like the basic bitch of these gacha games, mm-hmm. even though that's not the point of that game, every advertisement is like, I'm a big titted orc. Come play with me. And you're like, okay.
We are fucking under attack. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that goes back to Ebony, where it's like, come save me, my lord. And it has nothing to do with the game. Like,
no.
Yeah. Most games are that. And so I feel like we just kind of got used to it, and seeing the version of this that is like it's a dating thing but clearly horned up and not for dudes is interesting.
I mean, then you got a game like Brown Dust 2, which just doesn't even hold anything back. That game goes insane. Like
Brown Dust 2? Someone mentioned
the name Brown Dust in my chat, and I looked it up, and I was like, this is porn. You're playing
porn. It straight up is. Yeah,
like
it almost straight up is.
The website is just like the most like scantily clad women. Like, it's not even like pretending to be like a game.
Nikkei may as well be wearing like head to toe coverings if compared to Brown Dust 2. Like, it's pretty insane.
This is it. This is where we're at. I'm convinced of this. This mm-hmm. is everyone's talking about like AI destroying the world. It's not going to be Skynet. No. It's going to be some like big titted goth mommy AI that's like, come get destroyed, mankind. And that's it. We're done. That's the last thing we see.
Give us your brains.
Like, yeah. Right. Come on.
All right. Cool. Sure. Yeah.
Right, you had me at boobs.
Mankind so easily capitulated that day.
Oh, well. We tried. Actually, we didn't really.
Just that one 1984 Apple ad or whatever, and just big tittied goth woman.
Yeah,
on the screen.
Yeah, it's over.
Did you know Ridley Scott directed that commercial? I did not know that. Yeah, I did not know that he directed that commercial. Not the one with the goth woman on the screen. That doesn't exist. But the original Apple 1984 commercial. Yeah, that
one. I love it. Not yet. We're done. We're finished.
He's still around, though. He could still do it. Yeah.
If that's the last thing Ridley Scott did and then retired, I'd be like, we're doomed.
Yeah. We're done. That's it. Enough of that. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, Dukes.
Thank you.
Do you have to poop?
No, there was a wasp's nest that was in the ground and my kid was freaking out.
Oh. Is that what Sam is for?
It is what Sam's for, and he was taking care of it, but she was like, I'm scared and I don't know who to stand with. And I was like,
oh, sure. Right. I don't know where I stand on this matter.
I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm team Woth or team dad.
Yeah. I don't know if like, I'm mostly on the side of the humans when it comes to humans versus wasps, but you know.
Mostly? What's the scenario that you're not?
I don't know. Maybe there's
team wasp.
I don't know. Maybe there's somebody I don't like standing
They're
near the
just
wasp's
mean
nest.
Bees, like.
Yeah, they are. They do suck for the most part. I actually went out to my porch the other day and there was like a tiny little wasp's nest there. And I was like, I don't know if there's wasps in there. I'm not going to wait and find out. So I called maintenance and I was like, there's a wasp's nest on my porch. Can you come take care of it? And they're like, yeah, sure. So they came out and they took it down. It was abandoned, but I didn't want to mess with it to find out. I didn't want to mess with the wasp nest that could have wasps in there. So I was okay. That's the end of the story. There's no follow-up to that.
I'm picturing you out, like, looking through the window, being like,
yeah, peeking through the blinds. Yeah. Did you get it? Did you get the wasp yet?
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Oh, please.
They can breathe easy.
They're like, you can come outside now. And you're like, no, I'm all right.
I'm going to stay here.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Wasn't there some sort of stripping crazy? I forgot about the time when he jumped in the pool with the wasp's nest. Yeah, that's a classic.
Classic Reddit post.
Yeah.
That was a front pager. Yeah.
Yeah, really? We love that.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why, oh my God, why you have it as a command? That's so funny.
I do.
That's really funny.
It's such a good clip.
It really is.
Yeah. He's currently drowning the wasps outside. So it's similar.
Why is he not filming this?
He should have a camera.
This is content.
He's like, here, Clark, hold this. I'm going to like...
Have you ever seen that guy that pours the molten aluminum down the fire ant hills, and then he
pulls out the sculpture?
Yeah. Those are pretty cool. Because also, fuck fire ants. Those things are awful. Have you ever gotten bit by a fire ant before? That shit sucks.
No,
I don't think so.
It sucks. It's not fun. I have family in Texas, so it is not a fun time. If you can avoid it, I would recommend not getting bit by fire ants. Or stung. I don't know if they bite or sting you. Who cares?
Tip of the day, don't get bit.
Don't get bit.
Just don't get bit. Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend.
Well, I mean, I'm not, fire ants suck, but ants? If anyone has ants an ant that general, wants to bite me, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Just like regular ant?
Yeah, you know, your aunt.
Oh, right. I get it. Okay. Yeah, that took me a minute there.
Winks at the camera.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
No, I was in Florida last week and I got bit up. And you know who didn't get bit at all?
Sam.
Sam and Clark.
What the hell?
I'm glad Clark didn't get bit. But what is
it? It's like a genetic thing.
Maybe, but I birthed that thing, you know? So
but it got half of him.
Her?
I guess they should eat her a half. Yeah, I get you.
Hold on. Are we talking about mosquitoes here?
I don't know.
You don't know.
They itch real bad.
Then probably a mosquito, yeah.
They don't look as swollen as mosquito bites normally do.
Mm. Okay. what's Jesse? Are you all right?
Jesse.
I'm gonna save this clip forever. That I birthed that thing. I'm gonna save that forever.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good
one. I built it.
You did. Yeah.
And it didn't matter.
My own genetic material, and the bugs still thought I was tastier.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That's because that the little bit of Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's genetic.
It's just a little bit of nasty boy in there.
It just overpowered
it. Want it.
It's because you're so sweet and they like to bite you. And Sam, nasty boy.
Yeah. Nasty boy. So Clark is in the middle.
That blood? Ew. No.
Just nasty enough. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you have two half bottles of wine and you say, screw it, and you pour them into one bottle because why not?
The
mosquitoes don't want that. Just like I wouldn't either.
Like a super wine. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense. I get that. I understand.
So what
that.
Did your
daughter
do?
is lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
She's not half and half wine that nobody wants.
She's wonderful. She's a wonderful individual.
She's an adorable
Bugs would be
sweetie.
So lucky.
Yeah.
If one of them bit her, they'd realize what they were missing out on, man.
That thing's amazing, guys. Amazing.
Look at it.
I made that.
I made that thing. You came to America, but you didn't visit me. I don't know why that is.
Because I only went to Florida.
Yeah. Mm. You could have just come to California for a minute. It's not that far.
Just a quick
anyway,
hop.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So what did you do? You took some time off, and then what?
We went to Disney World, which I had never been to before. I had only ever been to Disneyland, and Disneyland is like
pretty contained. Like, you can get Disneyland done in a couple of days, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can get Disneyland done in, like, a day and a half.
Yeah, so...
if you have that fast pass or, like, you pay extra for that, they guide you around the park, you can do it all in a day.
Easy. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So we went to Disney World, which is, like, five full-sized parks.
Yes.
All connected to each other, basically. And I was immediately overwhelmed. Sam kept being like, I don't know if 3 days is enough for us to like get everything done that we want to do. And I was like, how can 3 days not be enough? And now that I've been, I agree, 3 days is not enough. But also, I don't think you should go to Disney World with the plan to do everything, because no. It's just too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much, dude. I will say Epcot kicks ass.
I've heard this.
Epcot was the best park. It was so good.
As an adult, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It's really efficient. It's a big loop. So you can just walk the loop and be like, all right, I did everything.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
It has a big section at the bottom that highlights different areas of the world. And I guess once a year or something, they do a food festival. And you can just go there and eat like a shit ton of food. From awesome. Lots of different places in the world.
You can drink the world in a day. It's wonderful. You can drink the world.
And they do a really cool thing there where you do a ride and then the ride kicks you out into like an activity of some kind. So like there was a Finding Nemo ride that was super chill. And then where the ride ends, it spits you out into an aquarium, like a full-sized aquarium.
Oh,
so you get to just walk around and look at fish. And then... there's one of them, I think, called Living Off the Land that highlights different ways to, like, grow food and the history of, like, how we've developed, like, produce and, like, sharing produce with each other.
Cool.
And so it takes you through a bunch of gardens that they maintain there and show how they've maintained all these different types of plants. And there's a bunch of activities that you can do at the end of that ride as well. I was like, this is such a cool format to like be on a ride and then be like, and now let's do some science.
Yeah, it's like a whole experience.
It's fun. It was really fun. And also, this is where the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride is. And that ride is so good. If you love Space Mountain from the various Disneys, if you love Space
Mountain, which I do,
Guardians of the Galaxy is a modern version of Space Mountain. It's
cool.
Really smooth. The graphics are incredible. Like, it's just beautiful. It has an amazing soundtrack. Like, each time that you ride, you get a different song.
Oh, nice.
And it was awesome. I had a huge grin on my face the whole time. And I was like, this is, like, if they made Space Mountain now, it would be this, you know?
Cool.
It was super cool. Yeah. yeah, Epcot kicks ass. Everything was fun, but Epcot kicks ass for sure.
I have only ever been to Disneyland, but I've heard that Disney World is like, it's like, a, as you've described, is a whole other universe. It's just huge. Yeah.
Give you an example, Octo, of how big it is.
Yeah.
Crendor and I discovered a story of a man who snuck onto the property and lived there.
Whoa.
Like, that's how that's big it
impressive.
Is. It's massive. It's been a long time since I was in Disney World, but like, it is so big that you're taking trams and buses, hotels have, there's like lakes and things to get around in. It's giant. It is pretty much the thing keeping Orlando alive for the most part.
I watched Jenny Nicholson's video about the Star Wars hotel.
Yeah.
That was pretty great impressive. Video. This is a great video. And yeah. I love her narration and reporting style. But that was kind of unbelievable. Like the amount of detail and work that they put into that whole like experience. That's pretty insane. But yeah, it's like,
yeah, it's kind of crazy how like Disneyland's like not just like the theme parks and like the rides and shit. It's like the whole like experience, like you like enter these worlds and they want you to be like immersed and like there.
Isn't there a Avatar world or something like that?
Yeah. Orlando or whatever.
In Animal Kingdom, there's a Navi thing.
Yeah.
Animal
Flight
Kingdom
of Flight of Passage. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the thing that made me realize, oh, there's like a lot here is we got an Airbnb
mm-hmm. with another family because we were all going together. And we were looking up how far the Magic Kingdom was, which is more like what you think of as Disneyland, right? Is like all of the Disney themed rides. And to get to the front of Disneyland, of the Magic Kingdom, it would take us 20 minutes, but to get to Animal Kingdom would take us 5.
Sure.
Like, that was the distance difference. And we were like, what the shit? And I was talking with Summer, actually. Summersault, friend of the show.
Yeah.
I was talking with Summer about it. And Summer said, you know what? If you're gonna, if you're already spending a shit ton of money to go to Disney World. If you go, one of the best things you can do for yourself is stay in one of the Disney hotels, because they have buses constantly going to all of the parks. And just anytime you want to go to a park, you just go out and get on the right bus. And that's just part of staying at the hotel. And then that whole rigmarole is just not even part of it.
Yeah.
Which sounds, after desperately trying to park at like park in the parking lot for each park, because it was different parking lots for each one, having to take a ferry into the Magic Kingdom, like take the tram 3 times. Like, it was just.
Yeah.
I would love to have just hopped on a bus.
Just skip it all, pay a little bit extra to stay at the hotel.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the coolest mascot you saw there?
It's a good question.
So subjective.
We decided to get a like Disney meal while we were there, because a lot of
it. Oh, you got with like the character meal?
One of the meals that has like characters that walk around. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
So we did the Beauty and the Beast one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Word of caution. So the Beauty and the Beast one was cool because the Beast was walking around.
Whoa.
I know. Whoa. Word of caution, though.
All right, so besides Sam.
Yeah.
If you have little kids with you, there is an area where they might sit you called the West Wing. And it is made to look fucking spooky.
And Aaron Sorkin comes in and starts talking really fast to you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, that was good. That's a plus. Yeah, you got a plus two.
That's a good one. That's a plus two. Yeah.
Anyway. So the whole restaurant is like really bright and beautiful, very Be Our Guest, right? And then you might get sat in the West Wing, which is like a dark, cobwebbed room with constant thunder and lightning sounds. That's where we wound up.
Bad kids, or
I don't know. That's where we wound up.
Like, how did they determine if they get the reservation?
All three of the kids we were there with were like, we don't want to be here. It's scary. It's like, oh my God. Like, they were all miserable the whole time.
Aww.
You would think Disney would take that into account and be like,
right?
We have a lot of young kids through these parks. Like, maybe don't take them to the
maybe
scary
don't
area.
Don't sit the little kids in that room.
Maybe
yeah.
it should be like an opt-in.
Yeah, but hold on now.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Using my limited Beauty and the Beast knowledge, that's where the rose is, though, right?
That's true. Yes,
where the rose and the petals fall. That's you probably got in the Disney experience. You probably got like the upgrade.
Yeah,
that's. I was like, if it had just been Sam and I, say, we would have been like, oh shit, we're in the West Wing, we're in the war room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, with
Clark was not having it.
We had a 6, 7, and 10-year-old with us, and even the 10-year-old was like, why is this room so fucking scary?
10-year-old's like, not a man up, man.
Yeah.
10's too old to be like, this thunder's scaring me.
What are you, some kind of pee-pee piss baby? Man up, 10-year-old.
Man up, man. It's meant to be spooky.
We gotta save the beast. I'm gonna go take that rose.
Do we though? Like, honestly, he was kind of working it as the beast. I'm just, this conversation's been had to death, but seriously, like,
let me just stress, this is confirmed in the live action version. Please, it's a terrible movie, but go watch the scene where they finally fall in love. There is a 10-minute montage where he's sick and in bed, and Belle is taking care of him. And at one point, she pulls down the covers, and from that point on, she's like, am I in love? I'm like, you saw that beast on, girl. You know what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, do I love him now? And I'm like, I don't know. Why are you saying that now? Before you hated him and then you pulled off his covers and now you're like, is he the man for me? You're like, I don't know.
I feel like the turning back into a human part was never even like in the equation for her.
No, she did not. She saw him and was like, I have a fetish now. Like that was a totally different experience.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The song Be Our Guest, but the lyrics are Take the Knot. You might have to cut that part out of the VOD.
No, it's fine.
We're gonna cut. We edit this VOD now, Octo.
Oh, no. I don't know. Do you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Octo was gonna say something out of pocket, and we did it. We got there.
Yeah, we did it.
Is that why you hide your face? Is that why you hide your face so
nobody can? I can't be associated with this at all.
You know what's gonna be so much fun is I'm gonna get a message from my mom. She's like, Octo said some things today. I don't know what they meant, and I'm gonna have to be like, "Don't ask, mom."
I googled them. Yeah, I googled them, and I did not like what I found.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, given my Steam name history, anything I say at this point is fair game.
Right. So right. Again, we know why you hide your face. We're aware, for legal reasons, so they can't find you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did the Beast and like Gaston and stuff like come to the table or like
they fight each other?
Did they fight to the death? Beast?
There was only Beast. Yeah, occasionally
I thought the main draw was Gaston because they got the actor to be all like douchebag.
I think each night it's a different character.
Oh, you went at night?
It's a dinner. Yes, we went at night.
Oh, when I went again years ago when I was a kid, this would be like this would be like breakfast. You go to breakfast and all the characters would come out.
That was not an option.
We had it. It was a Disney breakfast.
I was going to say, that's what I know about. It's like Mickey comes out.
All the characters come out.
Like,
yeah. Like it's Mickey and Pluto and Goofy and Donald. And I told Donald I liked him better than Mickey. And I told Jasmine I loved her. And that's the two things I remember.
Great.
I stand by both those statements. And frankly, I will continue to do so.
My kid recently has watched the Goofy movies.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Okay.
So she was really excited to meet Goofy, and we did meet Goofy. Nice.
Was Max there? Or did they like cancel?
Was Powerline there?
Was Powerline there?
Was not there.
No!
Disney, what are you doing?
No, he wasn't there.
Good ass song, though.
Good ass song.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Was Pete's disturbingly sexy wife there?
Peg?
No. Yeah. Was Peg there?
Yeah.
I bet Pete wasn't even there, man.
That this is a couple of weeks in a row now that we've talked about Goofy.
Yeah, but more importantly, that Pete's wife is named Peg. And honestly, I just...
Wait a minute.
Anyway.
I don't think I've been to Disney... Was it Florida? Disneyland? Disney World? I haven't been to that one since I was like 5.
Yeah.
But I have one core memory of being there and waiting in line with a little autograph book. It was like a line of people and some like to meet Pinocchio. He was a big little Pinocchio guy. And I was like, I'm gonna get his autograph. At the time, I thought mascots were real. Like he's the real character. Some lady cut in front of me. And I guess Pinocchio didn't see me behind her and he signed her shit. And he just left. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean?
No.
So I'm mad at Pinocchio and I'm mad at that lady for cutting in front of a child.
You agreed to grow up to be 6.5 feet tall so no one would ever miss you behind someone ever again. Yeah.
It would never happen again.
Never again.
Despite me saying I haven't, like, it's been a while since I've been to Disney, I just mentally put together the timeline. When I say it's been a while, I'm talking about, like, man, this is so good. I love, you know, going to Epcot. And I'm like, all this is a fabricated brain lie. I realized the last time I was at Disney World was 1989.
My God, I was 2.
I was also 2.
I was a wee child. Man. I don't know why. That must say something about Disney World, that the memories lasted, where I think of them as having just happened.
Uh-huh.
Like I was just there like last 30,
it's kind
40
of
years.
It's kind of crazy too because, you know, obviously Disneyland built in the 50s, right? You know, Disney I think Disneyland opened in like 1955 or something. Mm. And Disney World it wasn't that much later. Like Disney World, I think, as a park opened in like the late 60s or something, or like early 70s. It's been around for a minute, but I always think of Disney World as being like the newer, hipper park, yeah, which it like kind of is because it gets updated a lot more than Disneyland does, but it's still an old park. It's like 1971. Thank you. It's like, it's still like well over, whoa, gosh, 50 years old. Like they're yeah, both old.
So like for
parks.
The time it was like, oh, this is the new one. But now,
yeah.
Ancient.
It was.
Yeah, for sure.
It was, they had a artist. So like the original artists on site, and you could go and visit them and they would draw you things. Literally in my house, I have a thing drawn by like one of the original, not Walt, but like one of Walt's dudes.
You know, Walt.
You know,
Walt, like, drawings.
Walt, some guy named Walt Disney. No, but like one of his dudes. But I, again, did not like Mickey Mouse. So they clearly had a template of how they would draw things for the kids to come in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like Mickey. I like Donald. So he redid it. And it said, from Donald Duck and Friends. And then like Mickey's just in the corner. It's amazing. It might be the best thing I own. I was like, yeah, F that mouse.
Have I ever told you guys the Chippendale shirt story? I don't know if I've told this one on stage. Okay, so my brother's friend went to Disney World. And you can get like shirts printed there with characters on them, and you can like have them say something, right? So it's like you get Mickey Mouse and it'd be like, you know, Johnson family party or whatever, you know, you can get like shirts for your family to wear.
Right.
So he went there, and one of the characters you could get on there, you could get Chip and Dale, and he said, and they said, what do you want it to say? And he said, can it say Dale and Chip? And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, can you make it say Dale and Chip? And they're like, okay. So he's like, I to this day, I think the only person on earth that owns a shirt with Chip and Dale from Disney that says Dale and Chip. Which I thought was pretty good. I think that's a pretty sick shirt. I would wear that.
Such a like,
I expected them to be like, no. No, you cannot.
No, you can't. No, you can't do that.
I imagine now they would say no. Right?
That's yeah, like, that's very possible. Yeah, yeah.
Be like, nah, like
Disney's
the
Disney
brand.
Now. You don't mess with Disney. But I feel like before, that was probably possible.
Yeah, this was in like the mid-2000s, so that was probably, they probably way more lax about it then, but still.
Yeah.
No one has dared ask.
No one's ever asked this before.
Yeah. I have to consult with my manager.
Yeah, I need to talk to Walt.
Yeah, you gotta go unfreeze him.
Even in the Star Wars land, when you make your own lightsaber, you think like, oh, as a kid, you make your own lightsaber. But like, they definitely are like, no, it's got to be made this way. These are the parts you get to choose. It's got to be this thing.
Yeah,
you can't get too crazy with it. Yeah. Like, same with all the other different,
like, I'm
going to
put five crystals in mine. They're like, no, you're not.
No. That's not how it
works,
kid.
You're going to choose from one of four things and then one of four crystals. Like,
it's like, all right.
It's a factory, all right? And it's not children making lightsabers. It's 30-year-old men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kids can't afford those lightsabers.
Like, I think it's crazy because if I'm like $200 30-year-old man making a lightsaber money, just go to the one store and buy one of the like replicas that looks like the actual thing. Well, not the cheap plastic one that's like, I made it myself. Like, that's trash. Go buy the cool things.
Here's the thing is, actually, it's very funny you bring this up because on Instagram for a while, Instagram knows how to advertise to me. I don't know how they do it, but
some kind of algorithm.
I don't get it, but they had, there's apparently like an arms race amongst lightsaber making like the boards that go inside to program them. There's Z-Saber, or then there's like another one. There's like a bunch of different brands and they're all in this arms race to make like the one with the most features that have the coolest stuff. And it's like, it's pretty insane. And those websites are cool because they also sell a bunch of Star Wars lightsabers that you wouldn't really find because they're like in the extended universe. They sell
extremely custom or something.
Extremely custom, but they also sell ones from like side games. Like they sell like Kreia's lightsaber. Kyle Katarn, or like Darth Revan or whatever, or whatever, or Malik. They have all the ones from Knights of the Old Republic. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. And they look great. And they're like made of metal. So it's like, you know, pretty sick if you ever want one.
I really thought you meant they were making an arms race to like develop the first
real lightsaber. Yeah.
Like the guy who comes up with this is going to make so much money.
Yes, dude. And kill a lot of people.
So many people.
Yeah, no, whoever invents that is going to cut their hand off.
I mean, the Sultan probably has lightsabers. They don't want us to know, but.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, that is sort of a theme. That is sort of a theme amongst the stories. So, yeah. What? It's true. You should know this. It's a Star Wars
I do know that. You're right. A lot of people with lightsabers just have a robot hand for one reason or another.
Something happens. You know, it's unavoidable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did you have a good time at Disney, Dodger? Did you have a good time?
Disney cool?
It was fun. Yeah. Yes, I'm glad. It was fun. That's my kid had a good time, which is more important.
Did you like go around? Not that I can think of anything there actually is to do in Florida, but you like go around in Florida and like
did
Florida
you leave the park
it up?
Area?
We went, so we spent 3 days at Disney and then 2 days at the beach to just chill.
Ooh,
we went to a beach called St. Augustine.
Okay.
That was really nice. Yeah, we hung out at the beach for a couple of days.
Did you eat beach food?
Like fish? Yeah.
No, I mean like beach food. Popsicles that are too expensive. A thing of like chips that's like $15.
No.
A Coke that's like $12.
No. A hot dog from a hot dog vendor.
Yeah, like snack packs, Capri Suns.
A bag of chips for $30, you know.
Jesse, your beach food is like what I took to school in my brown bag lunch, like when I was in third grade.
Yeah.
Capri Sun, orange slices, bag of chips.
Yeah.
Yeah,
beach food.
You know, beach food.
Yeah.
No beach food? I mean, we went to the grocery store and bought those things and put them into a
beach
backpack.
Food!
That's beach food.
Beach food. Yeah.
Everybody had water and...
That's beach food.
A sandwich and...
Yep.
That's a bag lunch.
And crisps. Beach food. Chips, yeah.
Yeah.
Crisps.
She started calling them crisps.
She said crisps.
Yeah.
You know you were born in America, right? Right. Like you have an obligation.
You know you're selling out your country,
right? Your culture, okay?
This is not one of those things I can hold on to, though, because chips means fries here.
Yes.
So I can't purposefully be confusing because it just adds time to my
Can't you code switch for us? Is that a problem for you?
I have a question about this though. So I get the chips crisps thing, right? That makes sense. But cookies are biscuits, but there's cookies doesn't mean anything else there, does it? You can just say cookies.
So from what I can tell, something like a chocolate chip cookie is a cookie.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But a like harder, denser cookie that you could dip into a hot drink is a biscuit.
Then what are biscuits? Okay. What would they call an American biscuit?
Yeah, like
they always call those scones. They think they're scones.
They're all scones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're all just different types of scones. But I think when an English person sees it, that's what it looks like.
It does kind of look like, I will give you that.
They're like, it does taste different. It has a different consistency. But when they see it, they're like, that's a fucking scone.
Well, that's not what they say. When they eat an American biscuit, they'll probably say,
they'll be like, oh my God, we've been eating hot garbage trash all these years, is what they'll say.
Have you guys seen videos of British people eating American food?
I was literally just
for the first time. Where they like eat like, I don't even know, like mashed potatoes and gravy. And they're like, bro, this is like the best thing I've ever eaten.
What is a rib? I'm gonna say this. If anybody played yesterday's Scrandle, it was pretty awful. It was pretty bad.
I don't
You have not played Scrandle? God, dudes, you have to play Scrandle.
Is this the one with the sports food game or whatever?
Yes. So you get two pictures of food at football games, and that this is soccer, football. I'm using the colloquial term. You have to decide which one is a better value for what you get. So they say what it is, how much it costs, and then you have to pick which food you think is the better value. And yesterday, every single one had mushy peas and they all looked vile. They were all terrible.
I love mushy peas, though.
No, they look so gross. And I like peas.
The one I'm looking at right now today is
it might have swapped over.
Ale pie.
It's mashed
and
peas.
Pie,
yeah.
And chips. And it's mushy peas,
it's mushy
chips,
peas.
And then some type of pie with a curry sauce kind of thing.
Yeah, this is the one.
You have to choose
one.
Which one's better.
Yeah.
Octo, I'm gonna say this. I think you're acting a little snobby on this one. I would smash both of these. I would destroy both of these.
Sorry, it swapped over. I'm talking about the one from yesterday.
I mean, this one's got mushy peas in it too, though.
It's got mushy peas. I would devour. I would
take a look. Take a look at the Daily Scrandle.
Okay, wait a minute. Maybe it's not.
Oh no. Yeah, and then more mushy peas today. Oh, yeah.
Every
right,
single
this
one of them has mushy peas. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, no, yeah, I would destroy this.
Yeah, you have to decide which one. And for some reason, this one Brazilian pizza keeps showing up. And I don't know why they keep throwing it in. There's this pizza from some stadium in Brazil, and it looks so vile. It's so bad. Some of the foods, it's like food crime, like borderline food crimes. Some of the things they have in Scrandle, but it's really fun.
Say, okay,
Scrandle.
Okay. All right. I just got to one where it was, your choices were a bowl of mushy peas or a cup of mushy peas. And it looked gross as shit. So I'm with you on that. Okay.
Yep.
That was gross.
Yep. Yeah. And the thing you have to realize, though, is you have to look at the bottom because it tells you the price and it tells you what it comes with. Because sometimes it's like, oh, this, you know, slice of pizza also comes with like a pint or whatever. So then it's like, okay, well, it's not a great slice of for the slice of pizza, but it comes with a pint. And like this one is like just the fries or whatever it is. And so you got to like compare it. But one that always makes me laugh is because they reuse some of them. There's one from a Japanese stadium and it's like, I think it's
a really
like
nice
some sort
bento
of
box or something.
Well, no. Yeah. It's like a little Korean dish food, but it's in Japan. But then on the side, it's like, yeah, Korean fried rice and like a triple whiskey highball or something. And I'm like, damn, they're getting fucked up.
Damn.
What's so weird about this is as this went on, I did all of them. As it went on, the amount of gravy and mushy pea to actual food increased exponentially to the end where it's bowls of gravy. And I'm like, dude, yo, that's so gross.
It's like a brown box just like filled with gravy.
Yeah.
And
there's
like,
so maybe I see a pie in there somewhere.
Yeah. The other one they do is there's like a celery sauce. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like that one pops up every once in a while for the England stuff. And I'm like, I don't know
it's
if I'm fucking
peas.
With that. Yeah, it's all peas.
With that said, I absolutely understand being British and seeing biscuits and gravy and thinking the exact same thing. Because if you look at normal biscuits and gravy, it looks like this, but it's white instead of brown.
Well, there's ratios.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, you look at sometimes they put a little too much gravy on those biscuits.
Yeah, it can get a little
messy.
Gross.
Yeah.
What is a Wigan kebab? It's like a meat pie in between like two bagels, as far as I can tell, like a sandwich.
I gotta look it up now. What is a Wigan kebab?
It's got a little bit of smushed peas on it, like fucking like condiments. What am I looking at?
A Wigan kebab is not actually a kebab. Well, no shit. It's a whole savory pie, often meat or potato, served inside a sliced barm cake, aka a bread roll.
It's also known, oh my god,
besides being known as a Wigan, it's also known as a pie barm or a slappy. Slappy's way better. Slappy's so much better.
Slappy?
The names
I can
that
rely on them, man, to come up with the funniest names.
The names of British food I absolutely adore. Although I will say, if you guys have ever done the food guesser, one time there was it was like basically a deconstructed burger covered in green chili sauce. And it was from, I want to say, New Mexico or something. And it was called a slopper.
Yo.
I'll take a slopper.
Yeah, a slopper. Yes, it's basically a burger smothered in green chili sauce.
Ooh.
And just the fact that, but it's like taken apart. Yeah, but that made me laugh every time. Just seeing this, calling something a slopper. It's like, yeah, we're just as bad. We can't. I can't
make it sloppy. Slop it up.
Extra sloppy, baby. That's how I want my burger. Extra sloppy.
Man, I'm trying to remember. There's. I don't want to call it a garbage plate. I know that's not what it's called. But it's like a garbage pail or garbage pail. Like, it's basically a diner, you know, like a breakfast thing where it's hash browns on the bottom, your choice of meat, any meat on the menu, eggs, and then your choice of a top sauce. So either cheese or gravy or whatever. And it's literally just whatever you want in the kitchen, we throw it on a plate. And it's called like the garbage something. And
garbage plate, apparently.
Just absolutely exactly what it is. Pure, massive. Oh. You're gonna have a long day. It's delicious.
Yeah,
delicious.
Holy shit.
Okay, so I'm sorry, my memory is terrible. Have we discussed the walking taco on this podcast?
I don't think so.
I don't.
No,
no, sir.
Do you know? Do you know what a walking taco is?
No,
sir.
What? You know,
I'm waiting for this to turn foul.
Oh
no, it's not. It's really
they
not.
Serve them at like baseball games.
Yeah.
And shit.
You put
a bunch of shit in your.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you take a Fritos bag and you put ground beef and cheese and lettuce, tomato sauce, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's sometimes called different things, but where I'm from, we called it a walking taco.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Because you can't walk with a taco as it's known. Because
no,
you can't. Your hand.
Because
all of the lettuce and the fillings fall out.
Yeah.
Not if it's in the Fritos bag.
Yeah, if you put it in the Fritos bag. Now, some people are saying Doritos bag. That's crazy. That's too much
Taco Bell nonsense.
I've known this as a Frito pie.
Yes, okay, that's different. Yeah, well, let's just say it's different name, but same thing.
But like, yeah, I guess that, I don't know where that's from, but that's where I know this as a Frito pie.
Yeah, walking taco.
I think that would be if it's outside the bag, it'd be a Frito pie. Because it's like
no,
the same
it's in
concept.
The bag and you put it in the, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know why? Because
there's
it's
like casserole
particularly
versions.
Known as this in the Midwest and the Ohio Valley. Being from Ohio, Frito pie.
There you go.
Checks out.
There you go.
Yeah.
But walking taco is so much better. Like, it just makes more sense. But okay, sure.
It really does.
Do you think we were like... Taco, we don't like ethnic food. It's a Frito pie.
Probably. They're like, these are freedom fries, man. This is a Frito pie.
Not in my Ohio.
Yeah.
It's a pie now.
Freedom pie. Oh, God.
Jessup, do we have any news today?
Why, we most certainly do.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Let's start light this week. First off, coming soon, probably next week, I think. Elden Ring Night Reign is getting a two-player mode coming in patch 1.02.
Oh, I did not actually hear about this. That's cool.
Mm.
So I think that comes next week. So
they've been talking
get
about
ready
doing
for that.
So
yeah. They nice. Made Very it sound like it was way down the road. So that's cool. That's next patch.
And last night, I think. I was gonna say I think Libra's getting the hard mode, right? I think that's the next boss to get the hard mode. Yeah, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Last night, I literally, while trying to get to sleep, put on some guy doing a speed run of Night Reign. And it was great. I was like, shout out to speedrunners who spend the entire time talking about what they're doing and why they're doing it. Those are my favorite. Yeah. It's so calming
they're
to just be like,
through it.
He's like, all right, so what I'm going to do here? He's like, I need to get the right seed. There are five seeds you could possibly get, but I need to get the right one because it has a southern chest that I can get immediately. And then I immediately go to a fort. And the reason why you want to go to fort, and I was like,
you're like,
done. Just gone.
I'm
dead. Love that. Then we finally have images of the Lego Game Boy. No, it's not a real Game Boy, but it is the Lego Game Boy. You remember they came out with a Nintendo before, but on October 1st for $59.99, you can get a 421-piece Lego set that includes little screens for Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening, and Super Mario Land. So you can't really play it, but
so
it does
it
look
cool.
So
it doesn't play it. It just displays a little image.
Yes, but the image looks like it's a Game Boy.
Sure.
It's very cute. Yeah. Right. It's one of those display things. If you have, when they released the Nintendo ones, you could do like the Mario that moves or they have
right.
That's cool. You know,
that is
cute. Very nice. Then, speaking of Nintendo, there's a Pokemon theme park coming to Japan next year based off the Kanto region. And it's basically what if Pokemon Go was real? And I don't think I truly understand it, but I guess it's like 600 Pokemon, all of them being the original 151 at this park. And you can like take photos and go visit them. And I guess they're gonna have a Poke Center and a Pokemart and a Poke Gym. What do you do there? I couldn't tell you. I couldn't possibly tell you what actually you do.
Exist in the Pokemon world.
Probably just point at the grass and go, "Oh, dude, a Squirtle." And then like,
yeah,
keep
like
walking.
They have the creatures, cool. But to me, I'm like, is it cool. Just little, are they just little styrofoam guys?
I mean, maybe you just
guys,
play or? Pokemon Go on your phone while you're there and you're like, "Whoa, I'm
I have
in
no
it.
Clue what this is." But they said they're gonna have all sorts of cool stuff there. One of the people saying that the Pokemon Center will probably be like the retail space they have in different places around Japan. Thought that was kind of cute. Then, in corporate news, in good or bad, however you want to think about this, I'm not sure what it says about your worldview, but the Outer Worlds 2 was going to come out for $80, and then everyone was like, well, I'm not buying that game now, and so they said, oh we meant $70.
That's so
wait,
funny.
Really?
Like, we were just testing the waters. You guys hated it.
Yeah, okay.
And so now it's down to 70.
And then we're like, why not 60? And they're like, we're feeling it out. Come on, we're making a game here.
So when the game comes out on October 29th, I guess we'll see if anyone is like super hyped to jump back into that world. You know, Outer Worlds, I played. It was fun, but like...
It was fine.
Yeah, it's like a
it
fine
was, like,
game.
Okay. It didn't like blow my mind, but
which is
fine.
Why I think them being like, it's an $80 game. I was like, guys...
Yeah,
it's not Grand Theft Auto 6. Calm down.
You don't like, have the cred. Please. Like,
While I was playing Outer Wilds, I kept calling it Outer Worlds, and my chat hated it. They were so mad at me. Yep. They're like, "It's not the same game.
Not the same.
Different game."
I mean, it's not like they came out the exact same time.
It was a bad.
That is
true.
All their fault
it was a
for having Outer
year,
Wilds and Outer Worlds
marketing.
The exact.
Yeah. How does that even happen?
Yeah. Well, Outer Wilds is
a masterpiece. Outer Worlds is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that they let you do kind of whatever you wanted in Outer Worlds was fun. I played a villain, and in the first 20 minutes, I killed the first quest giver, took all of his loot, and was a bad guy, and just kept killing everyone. I beat the game in like 2 hours. It was great.
Nice.
So like that I loved, but more importantly, none of the game was like, gotcha. Welcome to our cool world. I was like, it's cute.
No, I'm glad
it's
there's already too many gotchas.
Yeah. It's suddenly a gacha game.
Yeah.
Then sticking with corpo news, Splitgate 2, known around the world as the game that saved shooters and made them great again, is unlaunching.
I don't even know what that means.
They're going back to beta as 1047 Games cuts its staff and is saying that they have a lot to work on and they're going to fix the game and they still believe in the game. So basically what we learned is this is not the fault of leadership, and it's just responding to market demand, and no one in charge is at fault.
No right. one's
so
at fault.
So don't blame Nobody. Them.
This could have happened to anybody.
Anybody.
What is this for?
A Splitgate 2.
You know, the game that released that you played, Octo, remember?
Yeah.
Remember? Splitgate?
I've never heard of a game unreleasing. Like, they're just like, crank it back to beta.
What is it? Multiverses did that.
That's
where they had the
right.
they had the beta and then they were like, surprise, now it's going away.
Yeah,
and then
going back to the workshop.
Yeah.
And then it came back and they were like, it's still kind of bad.
It's still here. Nice. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But that's our news. That's the news you can use.
Incredible.
What's everybody playing? Are we at that section of the podcast or do we do that?
This is the section of the podcast where Dodger wants to leave.
This is the wrap-up part, yeah.
Oh, sorry, never mind.
I don't want to leave.
But there seems like there's a wasp crisis happening right now.
I don't want to leave, but my husband just tweeted out a video of him trapping a bunch of wasps in a basket. And I need to make sure everyone's alive.
Adult supervision needs to be going on. If he's taking tweets, it's gone too far.
It looks like he's got an aerosol can and a lighter. I need to make sure everything's up and up.
At this point, that's what he should be doing. Like, why are they alive, Sam? Just burn them.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, my God. Why are you playing with them, Sam? Finish them.
Finish them.
Your food.
Finish the job.
You know what I just realized that you and Sam are? I just totally figured this out right now. You know in the movie... That Vin Diesel movie where he's like the spaceman.
Pitch Black.
The No, the follow-up.
Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick?
Yes, Chronicles of Riddick. Yeah. You know, not the main villain, but like the side couple who's always plotting to kill the main villain. And the one guy, he's always like, I'll do it. And the wife's like, just do it already. And he's like, I have to plan this. That's you guys. You're the side evil couple. And those wasps are Riddick and or the boss. And yeah, you're the, Sam's just Carl Urban. It. And you're the lady from Westworld.
And you're what's her name? Yeah.
Yeah, you're what's her name?
Beautiful. Thank you, I think. Appreciate that.
Oh, it's very apt. If you had seen it, you would think it was hilarious. Thandie Newton, that's who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll take
it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Sam does sort of have a Carl Urban energy about him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know this is very accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jesse is Judy Dench. Right, that's pretty good.
I'm an ethereal dude, one of the lore heaviest characters in the entire thing, who helps lead the rebellion against the Necromunders who have come to destroy the world. Please.
Wow, I didn't know Riddick. You were such a Riddick head.
I don't know fuck all about Riddick.
Riddick, did you play Escape from Butcher Bay?
Hell yes, that game rules. Butcher Bay is great.
Yeah, that game's actually sick. Yeah, that game's sick.
Anyway,
this was fun.
Anyway.
This was fun.
Thank you so much for joining us today. G-Mart, what are you up to this week?
What am I up to?
Pitch yourself to everybody.
Oh, I'm so bad at pitching myself. I'm going to be playing so many video games every day. Probably going to play some Monster Hunter today. There's a festival or whatever going on.
Nice.
A lot of event quests. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to be playing games over on my Twitch. That's what I do.
Fantastic. Cool. Octo, what are you up to?
I've been playing System Shock 2. They released the 25th anniversary remaster or whatever. And so like it plays well on modern systems because that was a game that sort of like didn't like cooperating. Hmm. And it's super fun. I've forgotten how fun that game is. It's a wonderful MSim. Having a great time with it. I'm probably my chat convinced me to play Prey afterwards, which I never touched. Ooh. And everybody said Prey's very good. So I'm in my MSim. Arc.
Nice. Okay.
On to Deus Ex and beyond.
Yeah. Well, I've already done a playthrough of the original Deus Ex, but hell, I'll play that game again. I love that game.
Hell yeah. Jessup, what are you up to?
Well, I already talked about it earlier, but on Tuesday, first off, I'm going to play The King is Watching. I saw Crendor play it, and he said, I saw Jafar play it. So we're just, the chain is following here.
Yeah, and, it's fun.
So I'm going to check that out. Looks very fun. But on Tuesday, the new weird channel, the reaction channel, is going to be up. We're going to have our first video, and it's, I think the first one is me reacting to a show called Attaway General, which is a doctor procedural drama with 4 seasons starring TikTokers. It is, imagine 16-year-olds pretending to be doctors completely straight. Like, no one's questioning their doctor, and all the patients are kids. It's great. Wild. I love it. Like I've never loved a thing more.
Whatever his name is. Neil Patrick Harris.
It is like, but not. Like, at least the conceit of that was he's a kid and it's weird.
It straight. They're like, this is they're all adults. Kids.
They all look no older than 16. They're involved in like love dramas. There's this one kid who's the bad boy, but he looks like a little sweetheart. And I'm like, how is that the bad boy? It's great.
Is it like TikTok length episodes?
No,
or are they like full like 20 minute productions? Okay,
because
I've seen shows where they're sliced up into like 60-second chunks for TikTok.
I've never seen anything like this. It is what Maker Studios wanted to do. When Maker Studios would get us to like do stuff on camera, it's what they wanted to do, and it's 4 seasons. It's crazy.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Amazing. I started playing the Crime Scene Cleaner update.
I saw you playing that.
Yeah, you can redo all of the levels, but in nightmare mode, which is basically like him having a horrible nightmare after each of the cleanings.
So is that like a horror game fun. Twist conceit or something?
Kind of a little bit. It just adds to the levels. And then there's another mode that you can play where you basically like limit how much you're able to do. It's called like the true cleaner mode where you have like less help.
Realistic simulation.
Yeah. So that's been fun. I still haven't even beaten the first level. That's how much is going on.
So much crime.
So much to clean. There's so many bodies, dude. God. yeah, hopefully next week I'll be back to normal. So, yeah.
Yippee!
Check us all out, gang. Check us all out. We're all playing games and stuff. Yeah. We're all watching weird shows, you know?
True.
We all have hot takes, I swear.
We do. So well,
so many opinions.
Mine have been rather tepid lately, but you know.
Yeah.
You should develop some hot takes.
Yeah, I really should.
All right, now. If this is tepid, I'm cold.
yeah, you don't want to know my hot takes. Yeah, I'll get wild.
Yeah, please.
Limiters have been removed.
Yeah, you got to go loud, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. What? Implying that Belle would take the knot is not wild. Thanks for having me on, guys, for my last Geekenders of all time. That was really fun.
If you want to hear that joke in real time in your car, you can listen to this show and all other Geekenders on podcast apps. You can also watch this episode and all other episodes on youtube.com/JesseCox. Thank you all so much. Have an amazing weekend and a brilliant week. We will see you next Friday. And that's it. I don't know how to salvage from ending on a not joke. So
we are the orchestra, or whatever, the band on the Titanic. Just like, it's gentlemen, it's been an honor.
Yeah. And I'm the iceberg.
Lay us out. He's the iceberg.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran. Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up. Yo, it's the weekend. Yeah, it's time to geek out. Let it begin. Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.